Our next public hearing is a change of zone, 1612 Doreen Lucas.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, land lying northwest of Route 9, also referred to as Savannah Road, 1,000 feet northeast of Route 12 at Westcott's Corner, and to be located on 0.9183 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down a copy of the survey of the property. Survey shows the existing improvements on the property. Two agency comments, and for the record, this property has been a subject of two conditional uses previously. In 1995, the council approved the site for a custom sewing workroom and showroom for David Stevenson. It was conditional use number 1112. In 2002, the council approved the site for expansion of the same use to allow for additional display in an office, and that was conditional use number 1429. This property is also located in an environmentally sensitive developing area. And since it is, it's required to go through PLUS, the planning or preliminary land use service with the state. Since it has a history of commercial activity, I wrote a letter to the Office of State Planning Coordination and advised them of the history of the property, and then so and requested basically a waiver since it's already a commercial activity. And I received by fax yesterday a letter stating that I would like to thank you for the opportunity to review the proposed request for rezoning, references the number in the case name, location. The office respects the concerns that the county has expressed that would require the applicant to file and participate within the PLUS process. Upon review of the materials provided by the county and the applicant, I also agree that the county and as such this applicant will not be required to participate within the PLUS process based upon the history of use for this parcel. And that was signed by Brian Hall, physical or principal planner, and he's our circuit rider for Sussex County with the State Planning Office. The second comment would be from the County Engineering Department Plant Utility Planning Division, again in the form of memorandum received yesterday. Makes reference to the application, the location, the intended use being a real estate office, and the size of the parcel. The site is within the West Rehoboth expansion area of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. There has been one EDU allocated for this parcel. The parcel, as I said, is located within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. In reference to wastewater capacity available for the project, they do state no. The sewer planning study assumption is 2.43 EDUs, reflecting the existing use of an AR1 zone parcel. The engineering department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased water flow or wastewater flow from commercial uses. The proposed B1 commercial zoning and commercial use is not located on lands previously identified for commercial use by the county planning and zoning department. If not, what capacity is available? The answer is 2.43 EDUs. As far as ordinance 38 construction, it's noted to be unknown at this time. The current system connection charge credits is 2.43 EDUs. Additional require or service connection charges would be required. This current system connection charge rate is $3,911 per EDU for the period through June 30th of 2007. Rates for that period beyond June 30th, 2007 are not yet adopted. That would be a part of the budget for fiscal budget year 208. The information sheet For the rezoning indicates on-site septic will serve the proposed real estate office. The parcel is in the West Rehoboth expansion area and is served by central sewer. The existing buildings were connected to sanitary sewer on March 3rd of 2000. The parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral from Savannah Road. A 6-inch lateral may not be adequate for the proposed use or if the parcel is redeveloped. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and a concept plan will also be required. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Ms. Elliott.
I'm assuming I'm not using the handheld mic.
Okay, you may.
Okay, for the record, my name is Heidi Balliette. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of a substitute applicant. It's Three Brothers Real Estate Corporation. They are the owner of the property. The original applicant was Doreen Lucas, who was a purchaser of the property, which she is no longer purchasing this site. My client, who is Jim Ferraro, was here with me. He's going to be pursuing the application and continuing with the application as it was originally intended to be filed.
Okay. Excuse me just for a second. Mr. Robertson.
We've allowed that in the past just because it's essentially a land use issue. It's not necessarily the specific.
It's not about who, it's about what. Okay. Very well. Continue.
I trust the Planning and Zoning Commission file reflects what you just stated. Sure.
I had a discussion with Mr. Lank, and he said a letter in the file wasn't necessary because it dealt with the site, not necessarily the person.
Okay. Good enough. Just wanted to put that on the record.
Yes, thank you.
But the application is the same.
The application is exactly the same, yes. Our proposal is for a change of the property from AR1 to B1, and currently this property, as Mr. Lank had indicated, has two conditional uses on it. It was previously the site of what was called the Dreamweaver, which was an upholstery interior design business with a showroom and an office. And if you look at your survey that is in the file, you'll see that there's several buildings on the site which serve those purposes. Our request is for the zoning change to B1, which permits general business and a professional type office. My client proposes to operate a real estate office from the site using the current buildings, and he's also considering renting a portion of the site for a chiropractic office. Mr. Ferraro is also a chiropractor, and that would also fit within the B1 zoning uses. I would like to make several points in support of the application. One is that there are prior conditional uses which establish a history for this site of a business type use for over 10 years. The predominant use in the general vicinity is, as they sometimes refer to as doctor's row, is for medical offices. And there are other B1 and C1 type districts in the immediate vicinity, as well as approved conditional uses. For instance, there's B1 directly across the street, and there's from the map that's in the file, you can see that directly across the street. That's Dr. Palakar's office at 1526 Savannah Road. There's also property on Clay Road, just around the corner, near the West Coast intersection, that's zoned B1 as well. There are conditional uses that are approved for several of the immediately surrounding properties. 1519 Savannah Road has a conditional use. The Bayview Medical Center condominium is just down the road, as well as 1535 Savannah Road, which is the site for Bay Health Associates, another medical complex. There's also a C1 at Dr. Speaker's medical office, which is behind the Happy Harry's. The entire West Coast corner, which is where the All Pro Maids fire recently was, the whole corner is zoned C1 from Clay Road around to Savannah Road. There are utility services to this site. There's currently, as Mr. Lang indicated, 2.43 EDUs allocated. My client has no plans to redevelop the site to add additional buildings or infrastructure, so the sewer EDUs are sufficient for his proposed use, and there's also central water to the site. As for traffic, there were no objections indicated by DLDOT on the support facilities report, and because of the similarity in use from the prior Dreamweaver site and other uses there, we believe it's comparable to the proposed use of the applicant. As for parking, there's plenty of parking for clients for the proposed use. My client indicates that he has space available for around 30 spaces, but he only anticipates the need for about 10 spaces at any given time for the proposed use. The hours of operation would be Monday through Friday, relatively 8 to 5, maybe 9 to 5, with the possibility of having some limited hours up to around 7 p.m. on some weekdays. With regard to the need in the community, this site is currently a desirable area in Savannah Road for the B1 type uses, such as medical offices and general professional offices. The county should be aware of the demand for the general professional and business type offices. The proposed use of the real estate office and a chiropractic office would be consistent with other uses in the area. There is also another real estate office just down the road. Wilgus Associates is there. There's another law office as well. So we can see from the trends in this area that it's no longer residential, which tends to be the AR1. The uses tend to fall within the B1 zoning. And so the use that we propose is not out of character with the neighborhood, and it's not adverse to the property values. Therefore, the land use and development trends in the area would allow this land to be an appropriate site for a real estate office and medical office, as well as having the change of zone to B1. In fact, it'll limit the number of trips back to planning and zoning, which we found from the current site having to be amended once at least for conditional use. The Sussex County Comprehensive Plan has this property in the environmentally sensitive developing area and permits this type of use in that the plan indicates, in quote, uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. Well, we certainly have that in this part of the county, especially Lewis, that we have a rapidly expanding population, or it has already expanded. And so these uses would be consistent with that area. A rezone to B1 would permit and be consistent with those areas in the immediate area. It's not overly broad. It doesn't permit other uses that aren't consistent. In fact, they would be more consistent. A rezone is appropriate in this matter to eliminate the need to keep returning to the county for permission for other appropriate uses for this area. And it's becoming more of a B1 type district. The multiple use applications and other higher zone districts that are nearby were approved by the county previously. So in conclusion, the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan in that it promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, and the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. So we respectfully request that you would approve our change of zone application. And we'll take any questions, and I probably should have Mr. Ferraro sworn in, since he'll be answering some of the questions as well.
We don't exactly swear him in, but if he'd like to introduce himself for the record.
Yeah. I'm James Ferraro. I'm a chiropractor. I live in Wilmington, Delaware, and my primary chiropractic office is in Newark, Delaware, on West Park Place.
Okay. Do you have anything you wish to add to your attorney's presentation of your case?
I think you did a good job.
Well, thanks.
All right, then. We'll find out. Okay? We'll find out. We're going to find out right now. Mr. Burton, I believe this is in your vast area of responsibility.
It is, and I have a couple. How would the parking change from where it is now?
The parking lot or the number of parking spaces?
Parking lot. Where would the chiropractor?
It wouldn't change. It would, if you look at the plot plan, there's the primary building as you drive into the property on your right, and there's parking spaces along there, and there's two, I guess we call them outbuildings, that have water and utilities going to them. Dreamweaver used them for, one was for sales, one was for fabric making, the other one was for, the one to the right was a showroom. So it really wouldn't change at all because they had people parking in all three spaces. My plan would be to have the primary building as a real estate office and the secondary building as a chiropractic office because it would be a satellite office.
Okay. The building in the back would be the chiropractic office, the furthest one?
Yes,
back?
It would.
What about signage?
We would take whatever is approved under the code.
Be one sign or two signs? How does it work?
I think Dreamweaver had a sign that was probably like maybe 2x6, and that would probably be sufficient. Within those limits, I don't need a large sign. I would just want to have the two businesses listed on the one sign, if that's permitted.
And lighting? Go ahead. You got
something? I just cleared my throat, sorry.
Lighting, would there be any lighting changes? I thought you were going to jump in on the sign.
It's pretty well lit.
Okay.
It has the light sensors on the buildings for night.
No further questions.
For the record, just in response to his question about the sign.
Response
they are allowed to have one ground sign on the property, and it can be up to 150 square feet, and it would serve the multiple uses of that property on that one sign.
Thank you.
Pretty substantial size, actually.
Yes, it is. Mr. Johnson.
Since Mr. Lank was just speaking, I'll ask him a question. Mr. Lank, concerning the change in zone to B1, will that affect the setbacks that currently exist on the property, and would any existing buildings have to be moved to comply with the B1 zone?
Historically, the commission has not required the alteration of the buildings to meet the setback requirements. But if they were to add anything, they would have to conform to those setback requirements. And the setbacks would increase from the standard. Let's see what size this is. Since the lot's 100 feet wide and maintains a square footage, it would be required to be at least 15 feet from the side currently, and then 20 from the rear, and the front would be at least 40. By going to B1, it would be required to meet the 60-foot requirement, which it already does because it's 75 feet back. And then the sides would become 20 and the rear would become 30 because they're adjacent to agriculture zone properties. Let me see if that's right. Yes, they are on both sides. The setbacks increase. So if they added on, they would have to modify or else go for variances.
So that potentially could severely limit their placing of additional buildings on this property?
It could, yes.
Okay.
But they only have 100 foot of width, so they're losing. Well, they're losing basically because of the zoning being AR residential outside and to the rear. They would have a 60 foot buildable area, and they would have to be 30 feet from the rear and 60 from the front.
And my next question is related to the county engineering in opposition to the rezoning. They expressed a concern about insufficient capacity to serve this project if it was changed to a B1.
Yes.
And what could be potentially the EDUs that would be on a B1 property versus the current zoning of AR1?
Well, what they're saying is that the property currently is 2.43 EDUs per the site, and they would have to negotiate their EDUs with the county engineering department. It could be adjustable because the EDUs are based on the entire district, not just that one site. So it could be some flexibility, but not a whole lot.
And ultimately, engineering would have a say at the time they went and pulled a building permit.
Right.
You know, that's when that would be determined.
But a plan would have to be submitted
right.
to the office and the right. full consideration for that if they decide to do that.
That's a site plan, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd go upstairs, too.
I think for planning purposes, engineering department uses 6.6 EDUs for commercial, and so that's why, in a planning aspect of it, it's undersized.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Gouts?
Just one comment or suggestion. The entire site is over an excellent recharge area. Obviously, it doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing now, but any consideration of modification of the site, please factor in ways to encourage excellent recharge and factor in impact on impervious surface expansion.
Thank you.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Roberts?
No questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1612 Doreen Lucas? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1612? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening and Friday morning perhaps with us to see if we see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.